Avocados, they are really good for our diets, right? But at the same time, we all know once you open avocado, some hours later, they're all getting brownish a bit or grayish. Depends how you see it.
Today, how a thin layer placed on top of your fruits using the latest food tech can help you store your avocado even longer.
Our goal is to basically help to maintain the quality of the crops.
This is Olga Dubay, and she's the CEO of AgroSustain, a Swiss food tech startup. This is Beyond Tech, a short-form podcast where you learn something new every episode in around 10 minutes. You work in a field between agri-tech and food tech, I would say, so everything that comes between us and getting the fruit in the first place. How is the industry like? What is happening exactly in this area?
One of the core trends, and I think it's more coming from the consumers, is that we want to have high quality of food, and we also don't want to trash our food. So it's two key things that people start to care quite a lot and address in the whole logistic chain. And that's why we see emerging of a number of companies who are working into this direction. And AgroSustain is also one of them. So our goal is to basically help during the supply chain to maintain the quality of the crops. And what we are doing, we are depositing very thin plant-derived, so it's a very much biological solution, on the top of the fruit, and it makes a very, very thin barrier, and it helps the fruit to avoid a lot of damages in a way. And it also helps fungi and bacteria not to grow because they're not having enough oxygen to breathe. And more importantly, we are preventing the water loss because this is quite a big issue. Sometimes you probably see you're buying an apple or lemon and it's like big and nice. And then a few days later, you're just getting all small. And this is all coming because the water is gone and then we are losing the quality of the fruit. So that's what we're providing now with our product. And the cool part, you can apply it at the supplier or at the producer. So it goes through the whole logistic chain. So your product in a way is protected from all these three factors. And when it's arriving to your table, on my table, we don't need to trash banana after 3 or 4 days, but we can keep it, for example, a week time. So you have enough time to not to rush to go to the shop, and then you can do it when you're finished all your stock.
And as you mentioned, and I think if I understood it right, so you put over a layer that kind
transparent, invisible. It's more like you need to look in the microscope to see it.
Amazing. And it's totally, so it's a fungi itself, right?
No.
No, not, no. Not a fungi. How you call it? Like a bio?
No fungi.
you explain it to me there.
Sorry. So basically it's much more, it's a plant extract that we are actually eating these plants, but I can't say what it is exactly.
The secret sauce.
The secret sauce, exactly. Yeah, putting it on the top of the plant, and then it makes, after drying, a very, very thin and transparent physical barrier. So for us, you would never see it, but the cool part, it's as we already eat it, it's in our diet, so it's not toxic, and we're still running additional certification and studies to be sure that nothing is going to happen, of course. But more importantly, we know that it's much more sustainable. So it's not like something we're just going to pollute.
How, step by step, how is it done?
We are using these two plants. Then we are doing a mix of these plants to isolate the right juice compositions that we want to. And then we are mixing this plant juice with another 2 to 3 ingredients that are helping us to stabilize it. It's a bit like when you're doing a cake, right? You're doing the original sauce, and then sometimes you want to put some gelatin inside, for example, to make a right shape. So that's a bit similar to what we're establishing. And then more importantly, when you're doing this gelatin version, we need to make sure that the thickness is going to stay the same, so that it's not going to be too thick and that people are going to see it, and that it's going to still stay very thin and transparent. And at the same time, we know that when you're covering the whole fruit completely, it can't breathe anymore. And I mean, I don't need to tell you that when you're not breathing, you're not good, right? It's the same what is happening to the fruits. So in our case, we are trying to deposit it, but we are still trying to make some holes on the surface. So it's not like 100% is covered, but around 70%. So the fruits can still breathe, not as much, but at the same time, it doesn't go crazy inside, like completely ripening or something like this, and it stays normal, which is, in our field, was not done before.
If you put it on a larger scale, what would be the society implication for that?
Well, I think you all know the issues about the food wastage now. And it's also about the fact that we know that our population is growing and people are becoming concerned whether we will be able to produce sufficient amount of food. But as we were just talking with you, for example, on the bananas, sometimes we have to trash some batches, right? And they're never going to go into any consumptions. But if you have a technology that can help you to maintain this quality of crops, in one side, you need to provide less of the initial product because you know that it's going to be maintained during the whole logistics chain. And more importantly, for us, even if you buy too much, like we always do, because usually you go shopping when you're hungry, which is absolutely normal, even if you buy it, they're still going to stay in your fridge and you have sufficient amount of time to consume it all, meaning that you don't need to go to the shop 3 days later and to buy even more. And then you're creating much more food wastage, which leads to the CO2 emission and etc.
So it's like a two side effect.
Absolutely.
One of the food waste on the supply chain to reduce that, make it more efficient and sustainable at the end.
Yeah.
And one on the consumer side as well.
I mean, I would not really split consumer from the logistic chain. For me, it's like more continuation of one another. But at the end of the day, what it really helps to fight is a wrong way of mishandling of the food which is being produced. And let's say even if our population grows, but if you optimize the whole logistic chain, the whole supply chain, we can avoid quite a lot losses. Because now, for example, on the bananas, we are losing around 5 to 10%, depending on the season. So if you can avoid these losses, we are talking about millions of tons, which is quite a big number, right?
If you look more into future perspective, what do you think is going to happen or should happen? Or where do you see the trends in this area?
I mean, I think, again, thanks to this movement about the food waste reduction and the improved quality of the food, we see a lot of work and innovation being done in the area of food logistics, in the area of new solutions that can help to maintain the quality of the crops. And it's really blooming these days. So there is a lot of startups which are appearing in this area. So I think overall, it should really help us to solve the challenges that we're experiencing now. On one side, we see a lot of agtech startups who are focusing on improving the yields, improving the quality digitally, or by developing some fertilizer, pesticides, or biological reagents. And on the other side, you see new coatings for post-harvest applications, but also they try to optimize the way logistics is happening. So I think in the future, we will have even in more countries, because now we are talking about Europe, but Europe is quite advanced in these terms compared to some other geographies where they don't have like a cold transportation yet. And that's why you're losing a lot of crops. And this is something where I think a lot of investment will go.
I always bought when I picked the, what is this thing called on the back? So the attachment of the avocado. So like someone told me if I take that away, I see if it's green under it, then it's still good. But then I realized after a day or two, my avocados turn brown. Why is that?
Because of the oxidation. But if you want to check and to be sure in the quality of them, I like to look a bit around it, because usually in the part of the attachment of the avocado, you sometimes see the white stuff growing around it, which would be fungi. So when you see that the fungi grow, it means that avocado is completely ripened already, so it's better not to take that one. But if you see no fungi around it, nothing growing, and if you feel that it's the right pressure for you inside, I think you will never have a problem.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Tech, a podcast from Digital Switzerland. My name is Matthias, and if you find these episodes interesting, and if you learned something new today, let us know. We'd also like to hear what topics you're curious about and what episodes we should cover in the future. This podcast was produced by Tinka Media. Music came from Blue Dot Session. If you like this podcast, please rate it and share it with your friends. Looking forward to catching up with you in a week.